Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
Now this week in your Heartbeat, we are talking, or you spoke about the hand of God.
Yes.
And you began by saying, or talking about a scenario of a crying person and how we might approach someone and we say, are you okay? And our typical response is, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yep.
And you know they're lying.
Yeah. Yeah. But we all do it.
Yes.
I do it.
Yes.
All the time. And then you ask the question, so when will we be honest and just say, no. I need help.
Yeah.
I'm not fine.
I'm not fine.
Mm. But what I liked that you followed up with was the next point you said was, people ask because they care. So it's okay to say you're not okay.
Yeah. If they wouldn't ask otherwise, they'd just ignore you or walk by and not even notice.
Not bother. Yeah. And it's funny how that struck me because I'm like, yes, Emma, isn't that obvious? Like if someone's asking, it's because they actually care.
They noticed there was a problem.
Yeah. But I still find myself saying, no, I'm fine. And your real point, I think, was that, one, it's okay to say I need help. But two, to say, could this be the hand of God sending someone to help you?
To help me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It made me think of, have you heard like the story and the joke of, you know, there's a flood and someone's on the top of a house and like, you know, a boat comes by and he goes, no, I'm God's not hopping in. God will save me. Yes. Yeah. And then a plane comes by, a helicopter, and no, don't worry. God will save me. And then the man dies and he goes, God, I thought you were going to save me. He's like, well, I sent you a boat.
And I sent you an helicopter.
Yeah,
that's right.
But how often do we do that in our lives?
Yep.
All the time.
Yep.
Yeah, but we have this loving God who wants to care for us, and he does that through people.
Yeah, and not only through people. No. He can do anything he wants to do, but he does choose to use people in many ways.
And then you shared the story of the car accident that we were in 35 years ago.
Yes.
Yep. I don't remember it because I was too young, but I've heard the stories and I've seen the photos of the car all wrecked. The truck driver probably did think you were a bit strange sitting on the side of the road.
I had
a bump
on the head.
Yeah. But hey, you're living out.
I didn't care.
No. And you knew that God had looked after us and you were exactly what we should do. Praise God and thank him for being with us, for caring for us.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I know you can have traumatic experiences like that and see the hand of God protecting you and caring for you. Mm. But hopefully we do call out him, his thanks and gratefulness and mercy and praise. But even in times when, because there are people who have tragic accidents and they're not rescued and they are harmed, that you see God's hand still there, loving, comforting, protecting, walking with you, and he's going to use that purpose for good. And I can't say why, I don't know why, but I do know God's hand is with us.
Well, that's when you shared in Isaiah, I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, and that's him showing us his grace, his mercy by being there with us all the time. You then share the story of Mary and Martha. Do you want to share a bit more about that, about how, like, you know, who was – Mary was the one running around?
No, Martha.
Martha. I always, forget which one's which. Martha's running around. She's like, Jesus, don't you care?
Yeah, like, you know how someone came up because they noticed you're upset and said – I said, they've come up to you because – they care about you and they notice you're not well, you're not good. And so Martha's saying to Jesus, don't you care about me? You're not even helping me in this situation, or Mary's not even getting up to help me.
And so you're saying she's saying to Jesus, Jesus, why aren't you helping me?
No. Martha says to Jesus.
Yep.
Mary's not helping
yes.
me. And so if you really cared for me, Jesus, you'd say to Mary, get up from yes. my yeah. feet and go and help your sister.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't say that.
Mm.
So she is frustrated and angry and annoyed at Jesus, yep. saying, you don't care for me. You haven't even noticed me rushing around flustered.
Yep.
And he's going, I noticed.
Mm.
But and what you're doing is great, but I would prefer you sat at my feet and spent time with me like Mary is, because I don't need the food. I don't need the rushing around and the, mm. I need the honor and the love of being with me.
Mm.
And what you did was good, but Mary has chosen the better role, the better place.
Mm. Mm.
And he's basically saying, I do care for you, but what you're doing is not necessary right now.
Mm. Mm. So if you're talking about the hand of God, you're saying that we should...
Sometimes we get frustrated with God because we don't see the hand of God yeah. with us.
Yeah.
And he's saying... Well, sometimes what you're doing isn't important. And, you know, it's a good thing,
yeah.
but it's not what I desire of you right now. So you maybe you should think, well, Jesus is quite happy for Mary to sit at his feet and look at, she's having a great spot and me flustered and angry and concerned.
Mm.
Maybe I should just go forget it. Jesus is happy. I'll sit with him.
Mm. Mm.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
We get annoyed and frustrated thinking God's hand is not with us, but maybe God's hand is, but in a different way.
Yeah.
God's hand with Martha and Mary, he wanted them to sit with him.
Mm.
He wanted the hug himself. He wanted him to his hand, I guess, to be around them.
Mm.
But Martha didn't sit still long enough to have the hand of God to give her comfort yep. and affection and love.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because she's off dizzying herself with everything else.
Being busy.
Yeah.
We can be busy doing good things, but you've heard it before,
yeah.
but it's not God things.
Mm. 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 Yeah, and I think you're right that we so often don't see the hand of God in our lives because we are busy with other things, or probably
we never even ask God.
Or more to the point, I want God, you to come and be in this thing that I'm doing, like Martha was doing.
But God's saying, no, come and be with me where I am.
Yeah. I loved your example of your injured back. Not that you had an injured back, of course, but that you're using it to say, like, God uses situations to show us that he cares, but to show us and reveal us things that we didn't even know where they were.
I didn't know I had
that
high blood pressure.
So that's a physical thing, obviously.
Yes, yes.
You know, Rosemary, you might have high blood pressure. Let's go check this out. And you just went for us all back.
Yes.
And God can do that type of thing. But then God, I think, also reveals to us internal things that are not physical about who we are, the person that we are.
He can sometimes allow a situation to occur to reveal something else about ourselves.
Mm,
you know, because he cares about our physical being, but our spiritual being way more.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the last thing that I've written down here for my notes is God allows something on the surface to occur so that we can fix a deeper underlying problem.
Yeah.
Because God really wants to go to the heart of who we are.
He looks at the heart. Mm. He doesn't look at the extremities as much. He still looks at the extremities.
Yeah.
But he says man looks at the outside.
Mm.
God looks at the heart.
Mm.
And so if he feels like our heart is waning, our heart is getting hardened, our heart isn't soft and gooey and full of love and acceptance and mercy and compassion, then he'll often do something about it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Just come to mind now, so I'll share it. But I've always loved the movie Bruce Almighty that you might remember a few years ago with Jim Carrey. And I think Morgan Freeman is God. And I love the scene where Morgan Freeman as God says to the other character, you know, if someone asks me for courage, don't you think I'm going to give them situations where they actually need to be courageous?
Yes.
Or if someone asks to be kind, well, I'm going to give them a situation where they need to be kind so that God wants to take us to a deeper level, but often to get there, we've got to go
through a situation.
Yeah. And I've always loved that. It's made me scared to ask for what I want to ask for, because then what's God going to show me?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've just loved that God will take us to that place, but he has to take us through something first to get there.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so the weekly challenge this week is to, what do you think? I was thinking, don't just say I'm fine when someone asks you. Be honest.
Be honest with the Lord.
Be honest with God, and be honest with those around you.
Yes.
By actually asking.
In a kind way.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Don't like then blah, 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 and throw it all back on them and they go, what do I do with that? But yes.
Yeah. So be honest and maybe have a think about, where is the hand of God in your life? Where is he pointing you and directing you? So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
We do. Bye.